power machinery like that, there's nothing to stop it unless if a man is working around and I see these blowers run with conveyors and augers, usually either a conveyor or an auger. Well, it's very easy for a man to, if he'd happen to catch a hand or something in something and couldn't get out, well, it's like a corn picker. It's a piece of equipment that they should be shut off, but occasionally an accident happens and a man slips or something and fall in. And I knew one fellow that got mangled up pretty bad by just got too close to a chopper and got a foot in it, or not a chopper, but one of these hay blowers in there. It looked like an innocent piece of machinery. But I seen another pretty good accident where a guy just dropped a fork in one of them, accidentally dropped a fork. And if he hadn't had a man there to shut the tractor off, it could have got pretty bad smash ups.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it's kind of a funny thing that people say, well, we can do work pretty easy, but you still got machinery to contend with that's got to be considered. It's it won't stop like the horse used to when you said whoa.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we better hurry on.
Well, what time you got?
I have a 4:15 already.
Well, you're on fast time, ain't you?
Oh, yeah.
Right, we're on slow time. We got lots of time. I just look at this clock up there, 3:15. All you can bother me for is doing my chores. You want a cigarette?
No, thanks. Well, when do you want to...
Well, go ahead.
Anything else you want to know?
Well, if you tell me a time, then I know a better...
Well, about 4 o'clock.
About 4 o'clock. Okay, well, I'll hurry on here and...
See what we can get done.
We'll just try to race through these things. I'd really like to stop and get the whole picture, you know. Mm-hmm. But maybe we better just hurry on. Well, now, what did you generally keep fowl or meal in when you kept it indoors? Flour you keep indoors?
Well, it used to be mother would buy flour by the 50-100 pounds, and they always had a flour bin in the kitchen. That was part of the kitchen cabinet, was a flour bin. Something like one of these drawers here. In her cabinet would fix to swing back like that, and there was a big bin there that she kept flour in.
Did you ever keep it in a round container?
Well, we kept burrow. We never did. My mother always liked that flour in her flour bin where it was handy.
Now in the construction of a barrel, they generally have slats going up this way. And holding the slats in, they have these round
hooks. Wood hooks on them, sometimes steel. Your barrels used to come in. I remember a few buying things by the barrel. You ever imagine anybody buying crackers by the barrel?
I've heard of it.
Or
cracker barrel.
Buying fish by the bucket?
Yeah.
25-pound. Bound bucket of fish. That was a common thing in the spring, in the winter time, to buy fish by the bucket and send to Sears for fish.
Hmm. What would you call the amount of corn that you take the grist mill at one time?
Well, I can't remember too much about that on corn.
Or any other thing.
There was, as a boy, my dad, there used to be a grist mill here in Plymouth, run by the old water wheel and all, and I remember the man's name that used to run it, Jess Zahner, and it's right where the Plymouth Conservation Club stands now, on that locality.
Didn't call this a turn of corn?
No. It was.
How about, you never call it, you never say, I got a turn of wood in my arm, carrying wood.
Well, the only turn in wood would be a rank.
A rank. And what yeah. would, how much would that be?
That would be a cord. That was commonly.
Oh, that's a lot more than you carry.
Oh, yeah, that was a lot more. That yeah. was in buying wood, but you.
Well, some.
They bring an armload of wood in, that yeah. would be the thing.
Some places, they just, when they're taking a load of something to the grist mill, they, yeah. they'd say they're taking a turn of it. What'd you call the a part, just a part, partial load of something on a wagon?
Jag.
What does did your wife hang clothes outside, or
no.
Did your mother?
Yeah, we had a clothesline.
What did you carry him out in?
Clothes basket. She always had a clothes basket. Of course, my wife hangs clothes out yet, occasionally, with the dryer sitting there. You want to shut that off?
Yeah.